AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The government gets back much of the cyber ransom paid by the Colonial Fuel Pipeline.
Today, the FBI successfully seized criminal proceeds from a Bitcoin wallet that dark side ransomware actors used to collect a cyber ransom payment from a victim.
The FBI's Paul Abate. The operation to recover the cryptocurrency from the Russia-based hacker group is the first by a specialized ransomware task force within the Justice Department. Colonial temporarily shut down its operations last month because of the cyber attack. In Guatemala today, Vice President Kamala Harris cautioned people considering trying to make their way to the U.S. border with Mexico. Don't do it.
There are legal methods by which migration can and should occur. But we, as one of our priorities, will discourage illegal migration.
An investigation by the House Committee on Oversight and Reform found Fisher-Price ignored warnings that its rock-and-play sleeper posed dangers to infants using it.
What we found was absolutely shocking. It is a national scandal.
Committee Chair Carolyn Maloney. Canadian police say a Muslim family was targeted in a deadly attack last night.
Authorities in Canada say a driver has been arrested after allegedly plowing a pickup truck into a family of five Sunday night, killing four and seriously injuring the other. Chief Stephen Williams of the London, Ontario Police Service calls it an intentional act.
We believe the victims were targeted because of their Islamic faith.
Police say 20-year-old Nathaniel Veltman was arrested near the scene of the attack, wearing a vest that appeared to be like body armor. Veltman faces four counts of first-degree murder, and Canadian authorities are looking into potential hate crimes and terrorism charges. Police say Veltman did not know the victims. I'm Mike Gracia.
This is AP News. The Supreme Court says thousands of immigrants living in the U.S. for humanitarian reasons cannot apply to become permanent residents.
A unanimous high court says federal immigration law bans people who enter the country illegally and now have what's called temporary protected status from seeking green cards. The case hinged on whether those people were actually admitted to the U.S. under immigration law. Justice Elena Kagan says they were not, writing for the court in a case that pitted the Biden administration against immigrant groups who argued many of the people in question have lived in the U.S. for years and put down roots. The House has passed a bill making it possible for TPS recipients to become permanent residents, but the Senate prospects are unclear. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Oregon House Speaker Tina Kotek wants to expel Republican Representative Mike Nierman for letting violent protesters into the state capitol back in December. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.